Police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in several Kenyan cities today at the start of 3 days of opposition rallies that threatened to plunge the nation's streets back into post-election violence. Kenya's capital, Nairobi, was mostly calm with no sign of large crowds gathering. Just yesterday, Kenya's parliament convened for the first time since the elections and elected a prominent opposition leader as its speaker. Apostolic Nuncio to Kenya, Archbishop Alan Paul Lepoben, tells why the recent developments are cause for hope.
It was the first time that the people could see that on television. They could see the two principal leaders, that means the President Kibaki and the Honorable Raila Odinga, in the same place, to see their MPs to do a very calm argumentation, discussing on different points, arriving to the elections of the new speaker, where they recognize his election on the both sides, of course. All the debate that you could see yesterday on television among the people, the two sides, I think is very positive for the future. We can hope that they will be continuing to have this kind of debate,